our time. And the grass won't pay no mind.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's N-P-I-E-R.com. Send them a note, and you can get their free newsletter, which is quite valuable for anyone and everyone that cares about their money. It is time for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Wayne has been with me from day one of this show and is my regular and I won't say favorite guests because they're all my favorites, but it's good to have you back on the show, Wayne.
I'm still here, Bruce.
You're still. Are you feeling better? You were a little ill last week.
I'm terrific.
Good. I'm glad.
Bugs come and go, right?
Yeah, they do. Thank God.
Yeah, thank you.
You have anything you want to say to our listeners in Ohio? Because we are on WHK in Ohio, and we are on WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin right now.
Hello, Ohio. You have a lovely state.
And Madison is a happening state right now, a happening city, that is, not to mention a state.
But, of course, the state of your men is probably consistent with the state of men across the country, which is my concern, and that's where our attention is going to.
Well, I appreciate your incredibly tactful way of avoiding anything political. Which I actually seriously do appreciate because that's not what this show's about. This show today, however, is about one-on-one time, specifically one-on-one time with our kids, which I think is too often allowed not to happen or not even realized by parents as important.
Yes.
So I would love your take as the men's guy and as a father, as a husband, and for that matter, as a son and brother.
Well, I'll start with first as a coach because I've worked with a lot of men and couples around their kids, and this has come up often. The suggestion for dad to spend individual time with one of his sons, let's say that there are two boys, the suggestion to spend time with each boy separately has come up many times, and it's been the solution to many of their problems. For instance, you'll find that obviously boys are competitive. When you take one boy separately and spend the day with him, dad, you'll find that his behavior will completely change because he'll have your complete attention, which is what he's often fighting for. And what
without competing with his sibling.
That's right. That's right. And whether you know, as the boys get older, whether they actually open up and whether you have certain discussions that you may have, you know, sort of an expectation that would be important to have, just the time together, the energy, the moments shared are critical. There was a men's weekend that I did when I first got involved with men's work, and the guy who ran it, he talked about these moments, these spot weld moments, he called them. Imagine, you know, when you're welding, and it's like tsh, things that are seared in. These moments when a boy is with his father, and he sees his father doing something, and those images that stay with him for the rest of his life. For instance, it could be as simple as driving a car, stick shift, and seeing his dad's hand on the shifter and remembering that moment and the feeling associated with it. And so it's not just the talking that happens. It's the time shoulder to shoulder that really can have an incredible impact on a boy throughout the rest of his life.
Now, I know, of course, your focus is on boys and men, but obviously the same thing would apply with moms and daughters and cross-sexually, too.
Well, yes. I think the energy is different. The moments are different. Girls and boys are different.
Well, having had them both, you can add a little personal experience to that.
I have had one of each and still have one of each.
Both of whom, I might add, are out of the home. Lucky you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, they're both college bound. I remember spending a lot of time shared and a lot of time individually with the kids. You know, having sporting events sure helped. You know, the drive to soccer and ice hockey and all that kind of thing really helped carve out some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Mothers and daughters, there's so much that mom teaches their daughter. And I'm seeing it now coming back years later, that even if it wasn't individual time spent, that my daughter was paying attention to everything her mom was doing, everything.
What would you say, given that personally I haven't had a daughter, so the closest I came was when my son had a girlfriend, and I loved having her around, and she actually would come to me and seek counsel every now and then. But when you would be alone with your daughter, how was that dynamic different than being with your son? I mean, was there a gender difference, or was it not very strong? How might you look at that question?
A gender difference. Well, my daughter was a firstborn, so I was wrapped around her finger from the very beginning. So our relationship was very different, and she was an old soul. And so we were connected in a way that was very different, and I loved being with her, and I didn't feel the need to teach her like I felt the need to teach my son.
Well, explain that.
Was
she unworthy of those lessons? And I know you didn't mean
word.
It that way.
What an interesting word. Yeah. No, nothing like that.
No, I knew that. I didn't mean to imply that.
No, I didn't feel it wasn't necessary. First of all, my daughter wasn't doing all the stupid things that my son was doing. So my
difference between boys and girls.
He was screaming out with every ridiculous test that he was, you know, performing and every boundary he was pushing. My daughter, now it's not the same for everyone, but my daughter wasn't doing that. So it was more just about being there and just being a good example of a man for her. For my son, he required lessons. From the lying and the not following through on commitment and all these things that I value in terms of what it means to be a good man, I needed to overtly communicate with him. But they both learned the lessons. I mean, my daughter talks to my wife, and you know, she'll say things that communicate to her that she's looking for a man like daddy. You know, by the comments she's making about her boyfriends, and it becomes clear what she's looking for, and girls will look for men like their father, just as boys will grow up to be like their dads in many ways.
Well, against my better judgment, given the rapport we usually have, I will offer the fact that she should be so lucky.
Thank you.
And fortunate to find a man as good as you are. I can't believe I actually said that, but...
Well, you know what? If you go back through the shows, Bruce, and you edit together all those times that you went against your better judgment, I think you'd find that you've had a lot of praise for me, and you might rethink how you really feel about me.
I adore you, as you well know. We are down to 1 minute.
Yep.
And I would like to give you the opportunity, as always, to tell our readers and listeners, I really mean, where they can find you and what they might find if they do.
At bettermen.org, you can pick up the book, Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men. It's a good place to start for men who want to be better fathers and husbands and all-around guys.
And NUTS stands for?
Non-negotiable, unalterable terms. It's all good. It's all good for women. We love women. And we're trying to get men to support women in a way that they want, they need. So we work with men individually and couples, and I do that both in person and over the phone all over the country.
And he does it successfully. Wayne, I'll talk with you next week. We are out of time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
I want to thank again North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, or you can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. We will be back for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
My time, just make it-